Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
And then we get to the Mets, who had a good win, scored 10 runs. And I'll tell you a couple of things. And one, I like Mendoza's manager, and it seems like what I like about him, and this can sometimes be overrated, but what I like about him is when he makes a move, it tends to have an impact. Now, it won't be a long-lasting impact. It doesn't necessarily have to, but like it just felt like he moves Lindor to the top of the order, it helps a little bit. Right? He makes a little tweak, and we're not sure if he's going to keep this tweak or not, but you know, he wants Alonso cleanup, didn't get much there, but you move Bader to the two spot. And I'll tell you, for the Mets, how good has Harrison Bader been? Like, I understand what he is and what he isn't. And he hasn't hit left-handed pitching as much as you would like. And he's even had defensively, you know, as smooth as he is and as much as he makes 90% of the plays, there's been a couple of plays where it's almost like, all right, he's a great defender, but you'd expect him to make that play. But ultimately, he's been as clutch as a hitter for this New York Met team as there's been on the team. And that was a big home run. Whatever we think of this season, and we might not think much, they've got to start winning now, and you can't lose to Miami. And off that loss to Miami with the offense continuing to do nothing, to go in there and get the Mets right in the ballgame with a two-run home run, that is a big at-bat. That is a clutch hit. And I'll give it to Mendoza because I've credited him and Stearns with setting a standard and setting some sort of level of play that you need to meet if you want to play. They've held players accountable. And the other thing he's done is with the little moves he's made, they tend to work. Now, it hasn't worked long term as they still struggle and they still have had a miserable season here. But as you start to look at the future, because I think that's what this team eventually in the next few weeks is going to be about, as you hit the trade deadline, as you look forward, building this team, do you have the pieces in place? I like the manager. I do. And I think he's made a smart move here with Diaz, too, who clearly, once he comes back, is going to be the closer again. And I understand that's going to be the talking point coming from all this. As Diaz is coming back tomorrow, he's going to be the closer again. And unfortunately, the Mets were forced to send down Danny Young back to AAA. And for those of you who I've seen, I was talking about this with Fliegelman too, as we were looking and as that impending decision was coming, and was it going to be Nunez, but he's pitched so well, him and Young have been kind of the two better bullpen arms for this team, and whether or not they would, you know, cut bait with Ottavino, are you out of your mind? Do you honestly think the Mets are going to cut bait with a reliever with the track record of Ottavino, who honestly was one of your better relievers for the first half of this season? He struggled, no doubt. But you are not going to cut Ottavino. You are not going to release and DFA and lose that pitcher on your staff. Young, I know you want to see the kids, the younger guys. I know Young has pitched well, and obviously Nunez has pitched really well. He'll still be with the team, but you're going to have an opportunity to see these guys back, you know, up and down at different times. And certainly, once this season opens up, like we all think it will at the trade deadline, you're going to get more opportunity to see these guys. But right now, as you're still kind of chasing it, as you're only a couple of games out, as the offense awakens and gets 10 runs in this game, as you're hoping to get on a stretch here against the lousy Miami Marlins, as you're waiting for Pete Alonso to erupt, as Lindor is starting to wake up, as you're still chasing this thing 70 or so games into the season, you are not cutting bait with a reliever like Ottavino. But this Met team, it's going to come down to how they play in the next few weeks. And ultimately, I don't know if there's anything they can do that would change what I think this organization wants to do, which is to trade everything that's not nailed down and figure out how about going to build this team in the image of its new leader, David Stearns. But ultimately, I like the manager. And as you start to look ahead and see what kind of organization you're building here, he has set a tone with a standard of play for Jeff McNeil, who is back in the lineup. But Jeff McNeil doesn't hit. Jeff McNeil doesn't play. Hauser doesn't pitch. He's in the bullpen. Like, they have set a standard of play. Plus, he has a good feel for the team. Whenever you make tweaks and they help, whenever you put Bader in the two slot and he hits a home run, whenever you make little moves like that and they pay dividends right away, it makes me feel like the guy has an idea of and a finger on the pulse of this team. And as much as they've struggled long-term and as much as he got off to a rough start at the beginning of the year, I feel like he's handled everything around the Mets as good as you possibly can. All the noise that's been built, all the, you know, again, he gives a day off to Nimmo, who's been struggling. Like, and everything around this team. The Lopez situation, I thought he handled relatively well, although I didn't think it was as big a deal as he did. He did, and he handled it the way you should if you feel a player is disrespecting the game, and then obviously you, when he disregards what you have to say in the postgame. So, I mean, I feel like he's handled every situation as well as you could possibly handle it. And that's really what this team, unfortunately, is about moving forward. What do you think of Stearns? What are they going to do at the trade deadline? What are they going to do with Pete Alonso? How do they move forward? Do they have a manager you believe in moving forward? And ultimately, I think a lot of those questions are all in the affirmative. Yes, yes, yes.